Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today, the Great Lakes Geek is speaking with Jim D'Orazio. Jim runs a company called Practical Web Strategies. Jim, tell us about Practical Web Strategies.
Hi, Dan. Good to be talking with the head geek. I work with small to mid-sized companies. We work on their overall business strategy. We've done a lot of work driving traffic to sites, and we're focused much more on that than in terms of developing the site and those kinds of things. Tied it together with my work, I'm a term instructor at Cleveland State University, and we're using students for a lot of the projects, and it's worked out very well for us.
I think one of the things that's interesting about your company, it's right in the name of your company, Practical Web Strategies. That implies that there's some that may be not so practical. What's your niche there? What do you mean by practical?
We think it's all about driving business and supporting your business model. We're not concerned about wowing you with technology or putting anything in there just for the sake of providing the technology. No geekdom for geek's sake. It's really focused on things that support the business model.
Well, as much as that hurts the Great Lake Geek to hear that, I can see where that would be important to a lot of businesses. Another role that you have is you're the president of the Web Association. What's the Web Association?
We're a collection of internet professionals. We get together on about a monthly basis. We usually meet at Windows on the River, and we have panel discussions. The primary purpose of the group is for education and networking. It's really good. It's worked out real well. The events have been well received, and people have learned a lot. We have some of the best top professionals in the city are part of our group.
When you say internet professional, does that mean independent people or people in companies or both?
Well, we have people from companies like myself, which are one or two man shops. Some of our members are National City, Third Federal, Progressive, etc. So from the biggest companies to the smallest companies.
There's so many networking and tech and business events and groups out there. What's a particular niche person that would benefit most from the Web Association?
We think there are people that are actually concerned with turning their website into a profit center. We had a meeting last year on intranets and how you could even turn your intranet into a profit center. So people that are concerned with return on investment and converting visitors into customers.
Now, some people who aren't maybe as knowledgeable as they should be might think that the term Cleveland and internet professional are an oxymoron. How would you respond to that?
I would say they're completely wrong. We have some of the best people in the country here. We're particularly strong in the search area, but there's a lot of people in Cleveland that are awfully good at what they do, and a lot of companies that are extremely successful, so not an oxymoron at all.
Some of the Geeks listeners will remember the Association of Internet Professionals, the AIP. What's the relationship, if any, between AIP and the Web Association?
We sprang from their loins, so to speak. They were a national organization that went under, and we continue the group as a local organization.
All right. Be sure to look at follow the links on this webpage to both the Practical Web Strategies page and for more information on the Web Association. Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon. www.magnuminc.com.